Coordinator, thank you for giving me the floor. Thank you also for taking up this role as coordinator. I can assure you of my delegation's full support. On substance regarding the work of this subsidiary body, we have heard from many delegations this morning on the importance of a fissile material cut-off treaty. Australia too continues to believe that the negotiation of a fissile material cut-off treaty is the most mature and urgent priority for the CD. We join with our cross-regional partners in the Friends of the FMCT initiative established by Japan to underscore the urgency of this task. Pending finalisation of an FMCT, Australia continues to call on states with nuclear weapons that are yet to do so to declare and uphold a moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. The value of such an action is clear, both as a confidence and trust-building measure and as a sign of political and strategic intent. Australia also continues to promote and seek practical measures in the area of nuclear risk reduction. We recognise that there are different views on nuclear risk reduction concepts and how they fit with respect to disarmament. Precisely because of this, we think it is important to deepen our discussion on these issues in the CD through the continuing work of this subsidiary body to build understanding, to identify where there are shared understandings or differences, and to exchange views on what the path forward should look like. Finally, I align with the statement made by the Ambassador of the UK in relation to the AUKUS partnership and Australia's acquisition of a nuclear-powered, conventionally armed submarine capability, which will be fully consistent with our international non-proliferation obligations, including the NPT, the Treaty of Rarotonga, and our safeguards arrangements with the IAEA. I thank you, Coordinator.